Trish is going to read us a brief paragraph from God's Word, the Bible, from the letter to the Hebrews, where the writer speaks about God the Son, about the Lord Jesus, the way in which he perfectly reveals God the Father to us.
Our reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. The Son superior to angels. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. Thanks be to God.
We remain standing now for our gospel reading, which Tim is going to read for us, part of the account of the first Christmas. And this is the passage we're going to think a little bit more about together. So if you want to turn to it in your Bibles, it's Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. It's on page 1027 in the Pew Bibles. Luke chapter 2 and verse 8, page 1027.
The shepherds and the angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord. Please be seated. So, Christmas Day! What is it that we're actually celebrating today? This is not a hard or quick question. The birth of Christ. Exactly, the birth of Jesus. We could call it Jesus' birthday. So what are some of the things we sometimes do to celebrate birthdays? Presents, yes. Does anybody have any presents today? Yes? Do you have any good presents? What did you have? Slippers, brilliant. That's you're not actually wet. Those are your outdoor shoes, are they? Yes, they're quite slipper-like in a way, but they always seem to have a pair of slippers. Yes, anybody else? Anybody bought any of their presents for them today too? Max, you've got a Transformer! Oh, classic! They used to have those even in the olden days when I was a child. And you've got a bag! Yeah. Oh, a squishy thing. Very good. Oh, that's, am I allowed to play with it myself? Well, maybe. So just talk amongst yourselves. Squishy thing. One of the people of Bonesy had a very exciting ball that turned into a dinosaur or something. It sort of popped open, so that was very exciting. Yeah. squidgy thing, always good. You stay out of your stress on the squidgy thing. Fantastic. Anybody else? I've got some very splendid Christmas socks. So, reindeers, Christmas trees, and snowflakes. So that's very, very good. Anything else? Presents, that's certainly one way, isn't it? Okay, very good. A Red Bull t-shirt. Oh, racing, okay, excellent. Good. You're not because you're a huge fan of energy drinks. No. Okay. So, any other ways we celebrate birthdays? Cake, yes! And maybe there'll even be Christmas cake at some point, you never know. Yeah, so cake. And perhaps a big feast, generally. Maybe lots of special food and drinks, special Christmas meal. Anything else? Family, yes. Great big get-together, celebration. When you have cake, is anything special you do with a birthday cake? Candles, yes. Maybe holly, yes, good idea. Decorate the cake with holly, yes. There might be singing, might there? Happy birthday, just like to sing today. Maybe later you could sing happy birthday to Jesus. Does anybody ever have one of these things on a birthday party? Do you recognise what that is? A party popper, yes. So birthdays are generally occasions of joy, aren't they? Celebration. If you're going really wild, you might celebrate the joy of a birthday with a party popper. But Jesus' birthday, of course, is not just an ordinary birthday. It's not just an occasion of joy. But our Bible reading tells us it's an occasion of great joy. Now, I ordered this on the internet. It's called a giant confetti cannon. I thought it might take two people to hold. So I'm slightly disappointed at the size of this giant confetti cannon. But here we go. Not just a birthday of joy, but of... great joy! And we can also celebrate by hoovering later. Now, if you've got your Bible open in front of you, it says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 9 on page 1028 that when the shepherds saw the glory of the angels, they were terrified. In fact, what it says in the original is that they had a great fear. Or actually it says a mega fear. They had a mega fear when they saw the angels, a big or a great fear. But then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy." Actually, mega joy. Christmas is meant to be a time of mega joy. Why? Because it's good news. That word which means gospel, the glad tidings of the great thing that God has done that changes everything. Not just good news, but the best news in the world ever. It's a word that could be used of the birth of a new king or a victory in battle. And in fact, the coming of Jesus is that. He's the king. He's the one who's going to win on behalf of God's people. Good news of great joy for all the people. Maybe your family and friends get together to celebrate your birthday, but this is good news for everyone, for all the people, for smelly shepherds, for wise men from far away in the east. Why? Because today in the town of David, great King David from the Old Testament, in Bethlehem, as God has promised, a saviour has been born to you, one who has saved his people from their sins, the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the long-promised rescuer King who would put the world to rights, the Lord. So Christmas is not just a time of joy, but a time of mega joy, of great joy. We can find it to be that for us if we trust in Jesus, the Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And the shepherds are a great example to us. They go and check out what they've been told about, and they find that it's true. And they go back spreading the good news, glorifying and praising God for the things which they see and heard, which were just as they've been told. Let's try to be quiet for a moment, and then we'll say a prayer about that. And Father, we thank you for the great joy of Christmas, which can take away our fears. Thank you for Jesus, who can save us from our sins, who is the long-promised rescuer King, our Lord. Help us, we pray, to trust and follow him afresh, that this might be a day and a season of mega joy for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're going to respond.